I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 11th. Dangerous lion's mane jellyfish have been spotted in the water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy. The state has posted purple flags warning people to avoid the stinging jellyfish that have also been spotted in the water at Nantasket Beach in Hull, Carson Beach in South Boston, and Nahant Beach. Officials say a sting can cause an allergic reaction that may require medical attention. Quincy officials say they've been making millions of dollars in repairs to the city's sewer system over the past 30 years and will continue working on the system. Those comments come after the city entered into an agreement with federal officials that will cost the city $100 million over the next 13 years to stop sewage from leaking into surrounding waterways. City leaders say they entered into the agreement to avoid even more costly penalties. The Quincy City Council will begin reviewing next year's proposed city budget next week. The Finance Committee will meet next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:30 after putting the budget hearings on hold to review a major bond proposal. The council will meet to discuss the mayor's plan to borrow $475 million to pay the city's pension obligations on Monday evening. The 70th Flag Day Parade will take place in Quincy Saturday night. Parade will step off from Coddington Street in Quincy Center at 7 o'clock, travel down Hancock Street, down Marymount Parkway, and end at Adams Field. Instead of the traditional celebration at Pageant Field after the parade, fireworks will be launched from barges in Quincy Bay along Quincy Shore Drive at 9 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Friday, June 11th.